This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's do all due respect. We've had the beep playing in the background for a while. We don't know when it's going to peter out at some point.
I somewhat reluctantly am going to use this story.
Okay.
And I think it'll become pretty clear why I'm somewhat reluctant to do this. But, hey, I have to be fair.
Yeah.
As much as possible, at
sure.
least. This is a baseball story, and it comes out of the Rogers Center in Toronto, Canada. Used to be the Sky Dome.
It did.
First ever retractable roof stadium.
Yeah, have you ever been?
No.
I went back when it was the Sky Dome.
Never been to Toronto.
It's a good city.
They had some promotional hats when they first opened up the place that were baseball caps, Sky Dome. That had a zipper on the back of the cap.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it converted to a visor.
It was a retractable hat.
That's kind of cool.
That's fantastic.
I used to have a couple. I wish I'd held on to one.
That is fantastic.
So last night at the Rogers Center, the Red Sox and the Blue Jays were engaged in a matchup. Matchup, by the way, the Jays eventually won 8-5. But along the way, the Red Sox Mookie Betts, who's a strong American League MVP candidate, having an incredible season.
Yeah. Might be the favorite right now.
Might be. Single to lead off the game, and then came up again in the second inning and ripped a triple. And then in the fourth inning, for his third at-bat, Mookie Betts got a double. So it's only the fourth inning, and Mookie Betts is only a home run away from the cycle. Mookie Betts has never hit for the cycle in his career. Said when he came up in the sixth inning, he admitted the cycle was on his mind. He said after the game, when I fouled the 3-1 pitch off, that was one time I would say I was really trying to hit a home run, and I fouled it off. However, the next pitch was a 3-2 slider in his wheelhouse, and Mookie Betts went yard. Home run, cycle, his first career one, Red Sox, Mookie Betts are celebrating. Oh, did I mention who grooved that 3-2 slider to Mookie Betts?
No, you just said he hit a home run.
I'm sorry. I should have mentioned who grooved the 3-2 slider to Mookie Betts because his name is Ken Giles.
Oh, Ken's out there using his slider on those streets again.
Former Astro Ken Giles, who, of course, was traded earlier this season to the Toronto Blue Jays in the Osuna deal.
Yeah.
Prior to last night, he had three appearances for the Blue Jays. The first one went, somewhat typical for Ken Giles. His first appearance as a Blue Jay, he went one inning, allowed a run and two hits, but the Jays won the game. We've seen that act many times.
In
an Astros uniform. His second outing for the Blue Jays was great. Pitched a scoreless inning, gave up only one hit. The Jays won the game. He finished the game.
Giles doing Giles things.
It was a, well, I guess technically it was a blown, no, came into a 5-1 game.
Okay.
So that went really well for him. His third appearance in a Blue Jay uniform is the one that you couldn't help but mention a couple of days ago.
I can still look to the north and see the mushroom cloud, Rich.
5 earned runs in just 2/3 of an inning.
Can you blame me?
2 round trippers, 2 home runs. And so that was what he carried into last night's game.
By the way, that inning was the 10th inning. That he gave up those 5 runs.
Good.
So, you know,
one
of those things where they brought him in, it's 9-1, and he just gets kind of sideways.
Right.
Hey, Ken, come in. You got to hang on to you. Keep us in this game right now, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah.
So last night, Ken Giles essentially made a strong case that wherever Toronto has its AAA affiliate, that's where he belongs.
Where is it? I want to say Syracuse. I feel like Syracuse.
Syracuse was the, well, you might be right. Rochester is the Orioles.
Yeah, I feel like Syracuse is in the Toronto chain.
I think you might be right about that.
Yeah. Rich, my comment on this actually, believe it or not, is not going to be about Ken Giles because I've kicked him around enough. My comment is going to be about Mookie Betts. And when you're a player, and it's one thing to come up in a situation, runners on base, got to put the bat on the ball, get a hit. those affect winning, and those are cool clutch situations. There's something about that situation to me where it's your last at bat, and to do something that is, I don't want to overestimate and over-exaggerate and say historic, but very few guys have, you know, the cycle is a very rare thing.
Yeah.
When you're in that batter's box, and he said he was thinking about it, and you know you need a home run to get the cycle, and you get a home run, that's a gigantic set of testicles, man.
No question about it.
I got mad respect for Mookie Betts.
No question about it. So here's the thing.
The Red Sox are good, man.
Just to get back to that whole semi-reluctance on my part.
Yeah, yeah.
I have not been as unkind to Ken Giles as you have.
Oh, not even close.
I've pointed out that I still think he has electric stuff, that it's completely between his ears. And just like a physical injury can be, you can recover from, I still believe that you can recover from whatever mental blocks are preventing him from utilizing that ability to its fullest extent.
Yeah. People can. Ken Giles can't. But go ahead.
We'll see. Yeah. Well, time will tell. He's still a young guy. But with all due respect, John Gibbons, who is the manager of the Blue Jays, if you're looking for a gas can, I've got the guy.
Yeah. Oh, no. If you were a player who's trying to get a home run to hit for the cycle, if they could let Mookie Betts pick any major league pitcher to pitch to him in that situation, Giles has to be like in the top five, right? Across all of baseball right now.
Yeah.
That you would want. Like a guy who's completely struggling, completely just mentally frail right now, and gives up home runs like they're Skittles.
When removed from the game, there's no report about him cursing out John Gibbons.
Or punching himself in the face.
We've not heard if he's hurt himself in any manner whatsoever. But my goodness.
Yeah.
Ken, if there was ever anyone in need of a sports psychologist, it's Ken Giles.
It is Ken Giles. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. My story, Rich, is kind of a dark story, but we haven't talked about it on the show yet. And I figure dropping it in all due respect is appropriate in that this was an incredibly stupid thing that this college assistant basketball coach did.
Okay.
You heard this Wake Forest story?
Yes.
Jameel Jones, age 35.
Not good.
He's an assistant basketball coach, or probably more appropriately, was an assistant basketball coach at Wake Forest.
Yeah, exactly.
He surrendered to police yesterday in New York after he was charged in connection with the death of a man who mistook Jones's car for his Uber ride, police say. Citing police, NBC New York reports that Jones attacked a fellow by the name of Sandor Szabo around 1:15 a.m. in Queens after Szabo knocked on Jones's car window thinking it was his Uber.
Apparently, he was knocking on several windows.
Right.
And he was hammered.
Right. This is according to the AP. A person familiar with the investigation said he may have been drunkenly knocking on car windows, as you just said, Rich, before Jones allegedly confronted him. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity because the person was not allowed to speak publicly. The coach got out of the car. Here's the key. Followed Szabo down the sidewalk, clocked him, and then sped off.
Yeah.
Szabo fell to the ground, hit his head, never regained consciousness, and was taken off of life support on Tuesday.
He gone.
Yeah. The blow reportedly, as I mentioned, caused Szabo to fall. On Thursday night, Jones pled not guilty and was released. His next court date is set for October 2nd.
What's the charge?
Is
it murder?
Third-degree assault right now. Third-degree assault. Szabo was a digital marketing guru from Boca Raton. He was in New York for his stepsister's wedding.
Yeah.
In a statement from ESPN, Jones's attorney said, quote, "It's an unfortunate and tragic incident. Mr. Jones and his family give their deepest condolences to the Szabo family. We hope that the public gives Mr. Jones an opportunity to litigate this matter in court and not in the press."
Look, he wasn't trying to kill the guy.
No, no, no. All due respect.
It's a tragic accident.
All due respect. Fair enough about not wanting it to litigate in the public, but I would really like to know why he followed the guy down the sidewalk. Was the guy banging on the window to the extent that he cracked it or he broke it?
How belligerent was this
belligerent
drunk guy?
And was Szabo, it's 1:15 in the morning and Szabo's out there too. Was he drunk? You know,
look,
like
I like to have a few at a family wedding.
In New York?
Yep.
1:15 in the morning?
Yep.
Well, Szabo was out there. Szabo is the victim. Right. What I meant to say was Jones was out there at 1:15 in the morning, just sitting in his car in Queens, you know, and then he got out and he followed Szabo down the sidewalk. So Yeah, no, he didn't obviously didn't mean to kill the guy. But if it's something other than self-defense, he's going to be in a lot of trouble, man.
Well, I mean, third-degree assault, I'm guessing, is a felony.
Yeah, I would think so.
So not only does he have that to be concerned about,
yep,
and, of course, the guilt that's going to come for the rest of his life, knowing that he inadvertently killed a guy.
Right.
He's probably looking at a gigantic civil suit.
Oh, yeah.
Wrongful death.
Oh, yeah. Huge. Huge. All right. That was all due respect.
Thanks for bringing me down.
I warned you that it was a dark story. Yeah. I probably should have gone first, and then you could have had Ken Giles getting lit up second, and we'd be leaving on a better note.
Yeah.
We'll wash our palates during the break, Rich. It's all good.
Let's do it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.